got you up.
How you gonna and move that cameras? Mic closer to you, too.
How you gonna do the camera?
You better turn that off. So on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Go on now.
Like the white people do, used to do the slap. Go on now.
Oh.
All right. Everything just such so a touchy racist, subject.
Bro. You think you're racist?
I don't think I'm racist.
Yes, you are.
I don't think I'm racist.
Every black person is racist.
I mean, if
yeah, racist is hate.
Sorry. Racist if you is say, hate. Oh, let's get into the
you
podcast.
You gotta hate somebody.
Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Because I was about to get into it deep. Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's your boy DJ and ATL. Follow me at YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on the TikTok. For real, by your butt on TikTok.
And it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby.
Yeah, so back to the racist. You don't think you're racist?
I don't think I'm racist, but I can say whenever I do, like, if I do see a...
Well, now they know now, yo.
But I can't say that when I do see, like, a white person, the first thing that think that made me, like, the first thing that come to my head is what they did to us.
That ain't racist. I don't think that's racist.
I don't think it is either. I be nice to the white people. I be nice to Asians. I be nice to everybody. Like, yeah, until they do some crazy stuff. Like,
that ain't racist.
Until they do, like, I ain't gonna lie. Every time, like, because we in the salon that I work at, we in, like, it's gentrified. They gentrifying it and stuff like that. So, every time, like, a white person come into the salon, everybody just, like, it seems like everybody just stop, freeze, and just... Look at it though.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that
rightfully
might be sad,
so.
But
rightfully
I mean,
so.
You just never know what people be thinking. Like today, this ain't a white person, but it was a crackhead on the street. It was a crackhead. I'm just gonna be honest. It was a crackhead. So, at the salon, you can't really, when you looking in the outside, you can't really see in the inside until you like come up close to the windows and stuff. So she went to the door first. She knocked on the door. She looked inside. She didn't see nobody. She came down, like, right in front of my salon chair and banged on the window. My stuff ain't here. Just banging on the door. I'm like, now you know your stuff ain't in here. You just on some crazy stuff. You probably high and no telling. But she just banging on the door. Like, I'm like, and it's so sad. I was like, get your ass out. I just be talking to them like that because they be trying it. Like, they know. Like, they know. And then we got this one homeless man.
They be looking through cars and shit?
No. It's like a little alley, little part. And he just done made his whole, like, he just done made his whole little room right there.
So
he'll be throwing food out, just nasty.
So what you saying is...
And smell like pee.
You're not racist. You're classist. Because the way you're talking about these homeless people,
I mean,
is like you're not racist.
I don't think I'm a classist.
You know, is that how you say it?
I think I'm a stereotyper.
Stereotyper.
If that's a word.
I don't know if you might be right.
No, stereotype is what you like is.
Yeah, when
what
you, put
you
them, it's prejudice.
Classism.
Yeah.
Classism.
Well, no, prejudice and stereotype.
But I'm saying, what is
the
person?
All those are three different words.
What's the person that, I know the word is classism, but when you are doing that, what does that make the person? Because Taylor has a thing for homeless people.
No, I don't. I'm calling it like I see it. Anybody will say that's a homeless person.
Nah, you called a crackhead.
She was definitely a crackhead. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, I ain't the only person that see a... I mean, because sometimes crackheads don't even be homeless. They have houses to go to.
And sometimes they don't even be crackheads. They just be,
this
like,
was a crackhead.
Mentally...
She was on some drugs. She was sweating. Just looked nasty.
It was hot outside. It was hot.
It was definitely not hot today.
What?
Because it's been cloudy all day. Like, when she came, that's when it was about to rain. But it only, like... sprinkled a little bit. It didn't like rain,
but rained over there by y'all.
Yeah, yeah, it was the clouds were dark. Like it was looked like it was about to come down, but then it cleared up.
Where you went?
At home, food rained.
Okay, well say that because you said like you went somewhere else. You got something to tell us? Talking about you went home, nigga, you ain't go home. Mm-hmm. CJ think he's
Classes is like the informal word.
It's who?
Classes is just an informal word of classism. There's no word for it, but.
I can't hear you.
Classes?
No, where's your mic? Oh,
I'm just messing with you. She had it in her head the whole time.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. I'm just messing with you.
Classes is the informal word of classism. Prejudice.
He's fucking with you, Nash.
Discrimination based on class.
Because everybody need to be heard.
Everybody need to be heard.
Nigga, why he just get a one of these then?
Because we don't have a court for that. We only got three courts.
Oh, we only got three courts? That's crazy. No, it was four. It was one in the new box.
Another one?
Yeah, well.
Where?
Can't see them.
Bullshit. We'll see apples. It's too late now. The bitch already on them. He says another court.
Yeah, it was long.
For the fourth mic.
You said the bitch already on? Like, I'm already on the podcast?
Here we go. All right, so.
I'm going to let
you go. I'm telling you.
I swear, our minds be like, it's there.
That's a woman.
No,
thing.
That's what it was said.
That's what was said. I mean, if anybody,
but think about it, she got headphones on her ear. She don't know what you, like, I
this
mean.
Bitch is on. What you trying to say?
She thinking the worst.
Exactly. Did you hear about the Showtime? They doing a refund for the fight. They doing a refund for the fight. Because they saying, what's the name went out? The cameras went out for everybody. So nobody could see the fight. So on Showtime, they doing a.
Who wanted to see that?
They missing out. They losing a lot of money from that.
They got to give her a whole bunch of refunds.
No, I'm talking about Showtime.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They lose, yeah.
Hey, watch the bitch for free.
She still got cheated. You still got cheated out of your time.
So Showtime cameras went out.
Oh, yeah, you got cheated out of time, huh?
Showtime cameras went out.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the cameras, but I think it was the feed that broadcast it went out. A lot of people said, yeah, it basically crashed. But so now they got to give out a whole bunch of refunds. Shit, I done talked about at least three of my friends that saying they getting a refund now.
Who the fuck they bought this?
They paid for that shit. $49.95. They paid. I said, y'all niggas.
Oh, yeah, I want my $50 back too.
Hell yeah. You didn't get to see
it? I thought it was like $12.99. Nah, I want my $50 back.
$12.99. Nah, they had a whole 50. That's why his dad got $100 mil off a fight.
I only got 120.
For real?
Yes. Plus the 30 just from the badges on his trunks and shit.
I mean, that's why if I was him, I wouldn't fight number once a year. You don't really got to. I mean.
Shit, less than once a year, goddammit. I fight once every 5 years. The money he making once a fucking lifetime.
I think it's about time that he give it up, though, because he's stretching too hard.
Yeah,
That thing going bald up here. He going bald.
That's what I'm saying.
If he can make that type of money off of exhibition, yeah, he's straight.
This nigga need to be on the podcast.
Shut your ass.
he basically fighting like nobody's.
Yeah.
Like he in a win-win. Because he know he not going to lose.
So I just seen that Ocho Cinco is about to start fighting. And honestly, I mean, this is boxing, right?
He's boxing professionally?
Yeah.
I mean, he fought, he was on the undercard, right? Yeah.
But honestly, I could see him doing it. I could see him. I feel like he got the body for it. I think I could see him really, really being good.
You like his body?
Who?
You think Chad got a nice body?
Yeah, he got a nice body.
You do?
Stop. I'm glad Jordan not out here right now because you trying to get me caught up.
I ain't
caught
up.
Luckily, we don't complain about stuff like this. It's nothing celebrities.
Because Nigel like plies.
I do not like plies.
We were just talking about plies last night.
Yeah, a post that you reposted from him.
But you said that he's nice or something like that.
No. I said, do he have a girlfriend? Because he always gives advice.
See?
He always gives advice.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He got a pussy at home himself.
Pussy.
Sweet Saturday pussy.
But, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Chad, you said he fighting professionally?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were about to say something about him getting knocked down, but
he did.
Yeah, he got.
Boy, that nigga got knocked.
He got knocked down, but they say he won a majority of the fight.
Ooh, look at him. See, that's the embarrassing thing about fighting. They catch stuff like that. Now, that's just disrespectful.
That's fucked up.
That's disrespectful.
That's fucked up.
Football, that's contact sport. So, boom, you hitting somebody.
And your helmet on.
Yeah.
So, you can't really see your face.
Yeah.
Basketball, them niggas be trying to throw hands, but then you ain't really boxing.
They ain't really
finna. And football, it's so many motherfuckers pulling your ass off of the dude so goddamn fast, you can't really get no hits in.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing, it's just you and the guy and a ring and a referee.
It's the fact that he's looking up with him like that.
Yeah. If I could go in there and make half a meal off of one fucking fight, of course I would go in there.
What was, who did Martin fight? Hitman.
Raw dog has spoken.
It's just the fact that he boosted himself up, giving himself a good talk. Like, he really about to, I knew his ass about to lose, though. Yeah.
Oh, fighting over Gina, man.
That nigga got knocked.
And your face fucked up.
That nigga had all types of.
Look, just like Chad had.
Look at a two-piece.
Look, that's the same picture. That's the same. Damn. From Chad picture. Put them bitches side by side. That Chad picture, right?
That's like Deontay Wilder was looking.
Oh, yeah. He got him.
That looking crazy.
That shit.
They did.
But I can see him boxing professionally, though. Chad can do it. I mean.
All he needs is three fights. He bet. What he hit?
Who's him at?
I like his. Chad. He already rich,
but I'm like three fights. He shit.
Exactly.
I like his podcast. Ooh, I mean, not his podcast, but the podcast that he's on with the other football players. I don't know their names.
The retired football
players. Oh, called,
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, I love that podcast. For like, real? Yeah, because I feel like they have been through a lot, and they just voicing their stories, sharing their stories with But yeah, I think it's good that they're voicing their stories. And then I just like that they be talking about women and relationships. Like, I like for a man to talk about a woman and like what a woman wants and stuff like that. I like that type of stuff. I like to hear men talk about a woman. Because you don't really hear men talking about women like that. And I'm not talking about girls. You talk about a woman.
Talk about them in the light of, you know, bitches and hoes and how we fuck on them and how they thoughts and all that good shit.
I don't like people talking like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what society has done.
Is that podcast the one with Deion Sanders was on there or whatever his name is?
I don't know.
It was like a circle of men talking about women.
He was on that one. He was a guest on there one time.
Because they probably found the girl that they wife, they woman, that they been treating like this for years. And
shit. Not Chad ass.
Oh, no. Chad.
Chad goddamn been through some shit. Deion Sanders, I think he was cheating on his wife too. But after a while, you gotta grow up, and like you said, I mean, you gotta eventually learn from your mistakes,
and just
like
all of them
in their 40s.
And just don't cheat until you 40 or 50 years in.
Whoa!
Don't cheat.
No, I'm just playing. Don't cheat.
Hey, I'm telling you, man.
Period.
That shit just cheat. And you rich, man.
Oh yeah, that tastes like that's an even that's. And I've been hearing that a lot, like, about YouTube stars and shit like that. Like, they finally getting money and touching a lot of money, and then you want to go cheat. Like, nigga, you done worked your brand up now you want to go fuck it up. Like,
it's because with the money and with the fame comes all these girls that want what you have. So, they think it's the girls that just want them. No, they come after your money. They come after your fame because they want the same thing. They want to be in a light.
Everybody want to be like that nowadays, so. Yeah.
Y'all just as dumb for like falling for it when they're really not genuine. They're not coming after you. They're coming after your money.
Yeah, because it was a TikTok of on TikTok. It was like the YouTube stars who broke up. And when I tell you, it was so many YouTube stars that like broke up. And they just like they dating different people now. They dating new people and stuff like that. Yep. And the people look similar to the what people they date. Like who they dated.
What's her name? Naija.
Uh-huh,
she dating Clarence now, but her baby daddy look just like the...
No, not for real, not to me.
Same type,
I'm talking about light skin, beard.
Well, no, he's brown skin, he's like y'all complexion.
Man, goddamn going
no, Clarence is light skin, and then, what's his name? Chris is
man, that's the same nigga.
It's darker. It's just the beard.
Man, that's last the season. Same nigga.
It's the beard and
foot. No, he didn't hurt him.
That's no, that's who we got the no, he don't got a baby by her. Or do he got the baby by her?
No, that's a domestic violence case he had.
With yeah, he was dating the girl from My Wife and Kids.
Hmm? Who?
He was.
For real?
And what he, girl?
He talking about Katie.
Not with my, oh, yeah.
Oh, the
yeah.
Honeys.
Katie.
Look, Katie. Look, Katie, bad
she's pretty,
now.
Though. Yeah.
I know.
Look, Katie, done grew up.
He's tomorrow, I know. But yeah, that, I feel like they look similar with their,
Yeah, just the beard and their beard. Yeah, and, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, man, that shit is crazy how, like, you just build yourself up and just allow
yeah, they look the same right
a
here.
Woman to come tear oh, that yeah. shit down. Yeah, bro, like, they brothers.
Well, that's what people be saying about Jordan and my ex. They say they look, and I don't
slick,
see that shit.
Slick,
I don't see that shit.
Slick, they do.
Ew, fuck Jordan, no.
Especially when Mike had the little hair on his head, the little fro top thing.
They don't look alike to me. They it's don't the favor to me.
Same shape head, same waves, same beard.
I mean, that's her type.
Yeah.
That's her type.
Tattoos.
Same tattoos on the same arm? Oh, no, he got...
He got both. The ex got both arms.
We got eczema on his leg?
Eczema.
What?
It
no,
might be hair. Picture.
I don't know.
I think it's hair.
I think
that's
hair.
All
right,
yeah. let's,
he look like he hairy.
Let's just move on from that. That shit scared the shit out of me. What the fuck is going on? Fuck? That shit scared a nigga. You heard about Jeff Bezos? He said he's going to be
Amazon. What the fuck is you doing?
Oh, okay.
The owner, the creator of Amazon, the founder of Amazon, he said he is
blisters on
him. That's what happens when you work out.
Exactly.
Calluses.
Been working hard.
But he is taking a trip to space. He wants to go out of space with his brother.
Nigga, I got the money to do
it. He got the money to
That's
do
all it is. Because a nigga ain't doing that shit.
And the nigga finna put Amazon on the side of that goddamn space shuttle.
3 minutes without a pilot.
Huh?
In space. That's what he's gonna be doing.
Excuse me? Yeah. I mean, why not, bro? I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, he said he been wanting to do it his whole life. And, you know, ever since he was a kid, he had this dream of going out of space. And
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never wanted to go out of space.
I do.
Yeah.
That shit would be hard.
I do, yeah. I wanna see it, you know.
Y'all ain't gonna do that shit.
I would. If I had the money. Yeah,
I would.
That's something
How long do it take to get out of space?
Probably a day.
Yeah. It don't take that long.
We don't know. This shit can all be fake.
Exactly, they
go
on a green screen.
He nigga, they put up a green screen.
Right. And then be floating.
Yeah.
He got fucking wire.
This shit be looking fine
though. He got them invisible cords holding his ass up.
Niggas like this.
It be funny when they be doing water, drinking the water.
Oh yeah, all that shit, man.
Niggas walking normal yeah. shit, and they got their space shuttle.
That shit crazy, but I would do it though. I would. I mean, it's you, know, you only got one life to live.
Hell no.
I was about to say, girl, you just said you're afraid of heights.
I ain't want that damn
high.
Flying on a plane is enough.
See,
that's the backward shit that's right
enough
there.
For me.
But I'm backward too, though.
Okay, so my height fear is more so going down. Like, even on a roller coaster, the going up process is fine. It's that drop. I don't like that stomach in my feeling. That
yeah, your stomach drops. See, boy.
That lack of air.
I
don't like that stomach
in my feeling.
I said that. I don't like that feeling in my stomach.
That stomach drop down to that ass.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that is. I understand.
That shit
real.
It's real
a little bit. Yeah.
So I don't like that. You gotta scream.
I don't like it.
If you just scream, it'll air.
I close the fuck. I bye.
I do that too. Close my eyes to it.
Over with. Trip is in.
So
nah, I gotta look.
And yeah, it says he has to fall back to Earth. So he's going to be in space for 3 minutes and fall. He got a strap in his seat to fall back to Earth. I'm not falling back to Earth. That's crazy.
That shit is crazy.
If it was on a plane going to space, sure. If they going up and landing somewhere and
in
then
space?
Taking back off to go back down, yeah, I would do that.
But you saying that probably going up and then just
go,
all right, I'm going right now. Down.
Yeah. Up, let me just see out. Let me see all the planets.
Let me see what this shit looking like.
I'm going to be gradual.
It's black. Exactly. Can't see shit up there.
You gotta probably gonna see the fucking moon. That's about it.
Gonna see some aliens.
That shit crazy.
He crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
I guess he just wants that feeling of not weighing.
If you see the earth from that angle with your own two eyes, you're going to, you know, take life in a different light. You know what I mean? You're going to see things differently when you
come back. I've been working all my life, building up this fucking brand.
Yeah.
And I got the money to do the shit I wanted to do.
Let me do some weird shit.
And, like, how old is this nigga?
Probably in his 50s.
Like, bro, I still got a shit, hell of a life to live.
You think you do?
And he divorced.
He's still gonna go up in
space. What's a great way to, you know, take yourself up out of there? Go out of space.
Damn.
Never come back. You got divorced. Your wife took care of your money. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna buy something before he
got a mansion up there.
He probably do. He probably sent a whole bunch of mansions up there to go build a shit. Sent a whole bunch of mansions up there to go build that shit.
That fucking laugh, bro.
Fuck up, shut up. We don't need to shut up. Let's go. We'll just climb.
Just don't get on the a spaceship and that shit crash.
Yeah, just I mean, like that man. That happens. Astronauts have lost their lives.
That man who made his,
Oh, yeah, that power jet.
He went right up and came right back down.
Some spaceships blew up on fucking liftoff.
But he made his own, though. So that John, it didn't Jeff? Even, no, the man
he doing his
who
own
died
team.
last year?
Uh-huh. Because we talked about it on the podcast.
See, oh, hell no.
He doing his own.
He doing his own, but that nigga going through NASA or whoever the fuck.
Yeah, that man just really mean.
They said no assistance from any NASA, none of that shit. He doing his own.
I mean, he's getting materials from where fucking NASA.
I mean, of course he get, yeah.
He trying to.
He on some other
stuff. He must be trying to leave early.
This nigga.
He trying to get up out of there.
He trying to leave early.
There's some black people right there. Space shuttle, nigga. Let me in.
This is a company that they're trying to use to launch a system to carry tourists on the edge of space. So they're trying it out.
Oh, so he trying it out first.
Yeah.
I knew it was a money scheme.
Yep, he founded this company in 2000.
They're going to be charging $20,000 just to do it.
Shit, I'll charge 20.
He wants
to give
paying customers the ride of their lives. Passengers
will get human charge
on stunning views out of the largest windows of any spaceship in the world.
And this might be the first time somebody will ever do that, though, because...
Do you know the type of fucking windows you
got
to have?
No, I'm saying for tourists. Oh, yeah, like, the first time somebody would do this for tourists.
Public transportation.
To space.
You get to leave the first level of the atmosphere. He ain't gonna take the second part. That's another 20,000.
I think it's a scheme. That nigga Jeff finna be on the green screen, pretending like he up there in space, and then now he finna get motherfuckers to pay so they can go up there.
And not really going up there. You going the height of how you going. Just a little bit over when you fly in the airplane. You going just a little bit higher.
Yeah, that nigga got
it. And it's just black up there. You going on top of the clouds. That's where you going.
And then it's him, his brother, and a third person. Bid on the seat, the highest paying bid.
Mm-hmm. Smart,
crazy.
Man. It's a business.
How long does it take to get to space?
Yeah, how long does it take to get to space?
Let's see.
Shit.
I don't think it's that long, though.
Yeah, Shaq said the same. You can get to the moon faster than you can get to California. You asked Shaq.
If you go that fast, yeah.
Yeah, he said, I can see the moon. I can't see California. You're right.
That's fucked up, because he got a point.
I can see the moon, goddammit. I can't see California from here.
NASA launch director Mike Limbeck said it takes the shuttle approximately 8.5 minutes to get to orbit.
Oh, shit.
And if you think about it, we're accelerating a 4.5 million pound system from 0 miles per hour to its orbital velocity of 17,500 miles per hour.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, you going fast as fuck.
8.5 minutes.
What's the travel speed of light? I mean,
I'm so... How do you come back down, though, from space?
This shit is crazy.
Like, how do you come back down?
Is the minimum still going? Yeah, we good.
How do you come back down from space? Like, how does it look coming down from space? Like, when you already done been up there, then you come back down in the spaceship. How do you look? I mean, how does it look?
Like, your head finna die. Like some fucking, that shit crazy. What you looking at? Speed of light?
Speed of light per hour. So, what the? I can't, it's not even a number. That's how fast it is. 6.706E plus 8, whatever that means.
Yeah,
man. So, I'll go back in a second.
fast as fuck. I'm fast as fuck, boy. You just don't really know how fast I really am.
186,000 miles per second. So
100 and who?
86,000 miles per second.
And how much? How fast was the aircraft?
They said 17,000.
So which one is faster?
Miles per hour. That's per hour. So per second is faster. I don't know. Yeah, because you got to time this time 60. If you
What's the numbers by time? What by 60?
186,000 miles per second.
186,000. 186,000. 186. Go to pretend like I'm sleeping on y'all.
Like, I do that. Oh my god, that's too much math. That's per second. So then you got to do 60 for times. Whatever 60 times the number is per minute.
So per hour they going. This is for speed of light. Yes. God damn. 669 million.
Yeah, we can see that shit.
That's million. 600,000. Yeah.
So yeah, and this is only going 17,500 miles.
Say the number all out again.
669,600,000. Fuck it, man. I don't fuck
it. It's 669,600,000.
Yeah. So all I did, I should have put the end in there.
Y'all remember when y'all used to learn about that in school? When you learned about the tenths, the hundredths, the thousandths.
Whew, that's crazy. So they're not going faster than the speed of light, obviously.
Of course not. We won't be able to see them.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, that's why we can't see light.
See, when they started getting the velocity and all that stuff, that's when I
check out.
Physics. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have that stuff.
Check out real quick.
I'd be like,
Let me out of there.
We had to make a roller coaster when I was in physics one time.
You had to make a roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
My job was fine, though. I forgot how I did it, but it was fine. I had 2 physics in.
That's fire.
12th grade.
All we did was put an egg and peanut butter to see if that bitch was going to break.
See, I did it? When the volcano. The volcano eruption thing. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. I did that in elementary school.
Yeah, my school wasn't on that type of shit.
You thought somebody took your drink?
Mm-hmm. You see my face? You see my face? Nigga was shocked. Because I seen CJ, and I was like, damn, where my cup at? Hold on. What the fuck? Somebody done. But, okay, so I got a question. Somebody kills your child, and they in jail for it, and they say they want to talk to you before the trial, and, you know, just get a side of the story. Are you open to hearing that, or are you like, I don't even want to see you, talk to you? What is your opinion of things?
Is this a rhetorical question?
No,
because nigga, I'm not talking to you. You killed my fucking son, my daughter.
I understand.
The fuck I gotta talk?
Aren't you supposed to?
Why the hell this nigga got my mic?
Ah! He said that shit earlier.
I wanted to be like you, Taylor.
Yeah, he said that earlier.
I'm looking at like why he got the protective cover. Can I at least get my protective cover back, guys?
Yeah, because him and that band-aid, his band-aid rubbing
against that cover. Exactly. I'm gonna need to he don't even get a but no.
Would you be at that point of forgiving? Okay, so just say your son has been dead for a year and a half now, and
I probably talk to him, but it won't be. I mean, what do he want to say to me? I mean, only thing you can do is apologize. And honestly, that shit ain't. I won't. I don't know. That's just some healing that I would have to do. I can't tell you right now. Because honestly, if I see him, I probably want to kill his ass too.
Was it a murder or an accidental
kill? No, they went into his home trying to rob him and kill him. It's Pop Smoke mom, basically the family. The killer of Pop Smoke wants to talk to the mother and the family.
No, hell no. For what?
Yeah,
regardless of trying to kill him or not, you still had some type of intent.
Yeah.
And then it's number two, you know who Pop Smoke is, so you knew what you was doing. Like that, just what you want to talk about?
Like 15?
Huh?
Didn't they say he was 15?
For real?
He was young. He was young, yeah.
I think they said he was like 15, 16. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was young. But it's just like, I wouldn't want to, what you want to talk to me about? Talk to now, me in granted, court.
Okay, so this is the only way I said I can understand. If you were there as a 15-year-old, you rolling with some older kids, you lost your way, and you just rolling with them, and they go in there and do the shit, you have no intent of killing this person, you have no intent of robbing the person, you just want to let the parent know that, hey, I didn't have any intentions of doing none of this shit, I just got caught up in some shit, I really just, for my psyche, want to apologize. That's the only way I can see it as a understanding way. But if you are 15 and you said, hey, okay, he just posted this jewelry and shit or this bag on Instagram, we finna go rob this nigga, and then you want to talk to me and then apologize to me? Fuck you.
And I feel like that's just exactly what happened.
I mean, granted, probably so.
And then, I mean, when it comes to... What people got to realize, when you are robbing somebody, sometimes you get looked up because nobody dies.
Yeah.
But sometimes, on the other side, somebody dies. So in your head, when you, and that's what they don't think about. They don't think about them losing their life, or they don't think about nobody else losing their life. And that's the type of things that you need to think about before you go out here robbing somebody. And honestly, this is just going to have to be a lesson learned for him. Like,
that's the gamble of robbing somebody.
Yeah.
And some people, I can be very lucky and steal something and get away. Nobody got hurt. I got away. Yeah, I robbed them. I probably get locked up for robbery and shit, but
that's a risk. That's a risk.
It's like, fuck, he in the house. I don't know what the fuck he got. Mm-hmm. I gotta protect myself. Mm-hmm. Boom, you pop smoke, nigga. I know you got somebody in the house with a gun, so I gotta go in there. I'm trying to be stealthy with it. I fuck up. They come running out the room. All hell breaks.
Mm-hmm. What they saying happened is that they asked Pop Smoke for his jewelry, and he was confrontational about it. He wasn't giving it up, basically, and they got in an argument, and then the 15-year-old shot him 3 times.
Wow. Yeah.
So, no.
Oh, yeah.
At so, that point so, right there,
no.
He shot him on the back, so that's what they recorded his conversation in jail, telling somebody else that he shot him on the back.
Wow.
Yeah, fuck
he
you.
Shot him from the back?
On the back, it just says. On
I don't know. And then that's some lame ass bitch ass nigga shit anyways, because you shoot somebody
shot him first in like the shoulder or something, he turned and he just lit 2 more rounds though. So that at that point, no, fuck you, bro. Like I don't wanna talk to you.
That shit crazy. The man I lost his life.
Oh, some fucking jewelry, bro.
Just get that shit up, please.
Yeah, but see, it be a pride thing, like.
Yeah, niggas got
this pride.
You don't want your like, nigga. You ain't finna take my shit. The fuck, like. That's just what it be, but.
It's pride. I'm from the street, nigga. Mm-hmm. You ain't finna run up on me and take like, nigga.
And he was in the shower. What happened?
Like, nigga, you make all this fucking money, nigga. Get that shit up, bro.
It's a. What is the other word for? Not a pride, but it's a
Ego?
Yeah, it's the ego thing. Like, you ain't finna let nobody, because then guess what? If somebody would, if we hear about this, we're gonna say, dang, Pop Smoke just let.
That's
but see, honestly, I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't even care if somebody said that about me, because guess what? I got my life now.
I should have got robbed. Yeah, I got my house with guns.
I got my life. So that's all that matters. I got my life.
At the end of the day, life prevails all. Like,
you can't rebuild a life, nigga. Exactly. I can rebuild my
you just gotta
life.
Think about him, exactly. Though. He a northern nigga, so they really like, I feel like they really, really hard. Yeah. And they not going for nothing.
What did Carmichael just say about chains?
He said,
what's his
isn't
name?
Ironic,
Gerard Carmichael.
I don't know who that is.
Basically, he's a comedian, but he had a show on NBC, and the show got canceled because he was too real, basically. Mm-hmm. He was giving out too many gems. And you know, when on a network like NBC, you done for. You know, they gonna shut your shit down. You giving out too many gems for black people, mm-hmm. They gonna shut your shit down.
No, sir.
You see what they did when Bill Cosby tried to buy the company, mm-hmm. Put his ass in jail. Mm-hmm. But Gerard Carmichael said, on the show. It was the last episode, and they didn't play another episode from that point on. He said,
"That's a light skinned dude."
He dark skinned. He dark skinned. Gerard Carmichael. But he said it's crazy how black people will. We tried for so many years to get away.
He played
away
on movies, didn't he?
He's done a lot of stuff. But how we try to get away from slavery. We've been trying to fight all these years to get away from slavery. And as soon as a black person makes some money, what do? Go buy some chains. That's some crazy shit.
That nigga did play on fucking Transformers.
So we was brought over here in chains, and the moment we get some money, we put on chains.
And it's like...
That's deep.
That's some deep ass shit. And that's Nigel was like, at the moment, she was like, he just said some shit. And she kind of like got, chilled up from it. And that was the last episode. They didn't put out another episode after that shit. Like,
you can't.
You're giving too many gems, bro.
You probably dropped multiple gems that they didn't catch.
Exactly. But
you said this one line.
But no, the fucked up part is he said multiple lines. Like, that's the crazy part. So he said that one. And then the girl said something else. And he doubled down. Like, we tried to get away from slavery, but I still want to wear this chain. You know what I'm saying? And he just kept doubling, tripling down.
It's true, though.
It's true, but it's like, you on that network, they not finna let you rock that shit. They not finna let you rock that shit.
I can't let these celebrities hear this.
Exactly. And let the kids hear this. Let,
Because, bro, what these kids, up and coming around, they see little baby, Migos, the baby. All these, nigga, what? I could get this from rapping or playing ball, all these fucking big ass chains? Nigga, I'm finna go after that.
And then you got the people like J. Cole and them.
J. Cole.
Kendrick Lamar, who don't really care about materialistic stuff. Chad
Ocho Cinco said Cuban Zirconia sound the same in the fucking sunlight, nigga.
It do. Shit. That's what I think somebody else said that. Why would I go buy, if I'm rich, right? Everybody know
Chad,
I'm rich.
Chad said it.
I think Charlamagne said it. It's a few, after you get a certain age.
Nigga, my name
The image doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's like, once you reach a certain point of celebrity, people know you rich. Y'all know I'm rich. So if I'm rich, I ain't got to flaunt it. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to say, hey, I'm rich. I got all slide. I ain't got to do all that dumb shit. Because I'm rich. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to show my money. So why would I go spend
Jay-Z and shit.
$50,000 or $300,000 on a watch when I can just go buy a fake ass watch? And that look real, and y'all gonna say, oh, it gotta be real because he rich. Nah, nigga, this shit fake as fuck. My money going to these properties. So, you know what I mean? So it's smart thinking.
Because
you lose money. As soon as everything that you buy depreciates, as soon as you buy it, take it out of the lot. It's pointless.
Floyd, it's like, nigga, yeah, I got a car to pay for it. I don't give a shit. You probably don't even drive one of them motherfuckers. You should just send it. You got a fucking Sprinter van. Why the hell do I need to drive these fucking cars?
Yeah. That's why I got a chauffeur. At that point, if I'm that rich, I'm not even buying cars no more.
Like, might as well not.
He bought them shits then, but then he got that fucking Sprinter van. That shit was over with.
I mean, when it come to that, you might as well not even have no car if you going to have people chauffeuring you around.
You might as well just call the company.
Exactly.
Start your own company.
Shit. For make more money.
Exactly. That shit's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. That shit's wild. But that shit really fucked me up, like what he was saying about the chains. Like, you wearing these chains, you know what I mean? And we've been trying to... You want to get away from the slavery mentality, but we still forcing those stereotypes onto our community. Because the highest people in our community want to look cool, want to wear chains, want to wear jewelry, want to be dripped out, want to be this, want to be that. And that's all we hear. So you looking up to a person and seeing that they have this image, you want that image too. Yeah. And so it's just it's just a cycle that keeps replaying. Mm-hmm. Where does it stop? When does it stop? Where does it stop? Who gonna change the narrative? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a few here and there.
I said, what time is it?
Oh, nine. Oh. We have a few that do it. What's up?
Hate when people do that. Don't y'all hate when people do that.
It's 9.
They be like, it be 9:20, 9:25. Oh, it's 9:20.
No, if it's 9:20, that's 9:30.
See, it's I ain't incentive. Got time. I ain't got
it's
time.
Time.
I hate that
next.
Shit.
It's time. It's time. So when it's 9,
it be like,
if it's 9:09, anything that's said was 0, if it's 9:00, it's 9:00. If it's 9:01 something, it's 15. If it's 9:20, 9:30.
Nigga, you can't tell me the fucking time.
Nobody got time to be reading all that shit,
man.
Nigga, if it's 8:50, don't tell me it's 9 o'clock. Nigga, it's 8:50. That means I got 10 minutes to sit right here and chill before I got to get up and do anything.
9 o'clock.
Nigga, no. It's 8:50, bro.
Way too much.
I love that. 9 o'clock, man. Fuck that shit. You got 10 like minutes. What about 10 to 9? That'll work.
I hate that shit.
I don't like it.
See y'all picking mother.
I got to think, bro.
It's a quarter to 10. What is that, 9:45?
No, that's, 9:45.
See, that's really supposed to be 9:35.
Now I just know, bro.
A quarter because it's 25.
I know, it's supposed to be 9:35. It's really 15. See, I don't like that.
Yeah, who made that up?
Because the quarter is 15.
It's 15.
And then
30
is
half.
Yeah, then. A quarter of the pie.
Yeah.
Not
my fucking hand.
Which is stupid, though. It's stupid.
Just tell me what the fuck time it is.
Exactly. That's all you got to do.
Just get a goddamn watch. How about that?
Fuck a watch.
All right, Taylor, I understand your point because you ain't got your watch on or your phone. So, I understand.
Well, let's wrap this shit up out there.
Fuck that. We got 5 more subjects to talk about.
Go ahead.
Do you... God damn it, I forgot it. Hold on. I'll figure it out. Just give me a hot second. Oh, did you hear about Washington State doing the weed incentives?
The what?
The weed incentives.
Oh, no.
So, if you get the vaccine shot, you get the COVID shot, you get a pre-roll weed.
A blunt?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Nah. At least you can give me a zip.
Hell no. Nah. They injecting your ass with the blunt, too. They probably putting the shit in it.
I'm good.
Get it. Here go your weed. You gotta take it.
Here go your COVID weed. There you go. Take that. Smoke that shit.
That's crazy.
You out of here in no time.
But it's like, what's the purpose of, I mean, I don't know.
They trying to get motherfuckers to take that shit. That's what it is.
Nigga, can you please stop doing
that shit, bro. That shit keep tripping me out.
Nigga, stop doing that. Nigga, I'm right here.
Okay, so you can see.
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure somebody looking at her.
Shit.
She can't hear shit.
Nigga, I can see.
Man, well, every time I look at her, she looking at me crazy. So I'm like, oh, shit. But, yeah, they did weed incentives, man. So they saying basically you can, you know, get your shot and have some weed.
Yeah, that'd be the worst. I mean, you got a burp.
I think that's his, I don't know what that is. That's a mechanism of his, though. Stay burping during the podcast.
Mechanism.
Talking.
It's just his.
All that air breathing.
It's like somebody scratching their hair. His burping.
Or somebody playing with their hair like that. Somebody doing this. That was.
We talking about you.
You used to love doing that shit. You don't do it no more.
I do be doing it. I just be doing it.
For real?
You didn't see me. I was just doing it, though.
Oh, but, fuck all that. The new spot. That shit is lovely, man.
It is.
I mean, I ain't gonna say lovely, but it's a step.
It's a step.
Yeah, it's definitely a step.
That shit's lovely.
It is.
It's.
I think it'll be perfect.
It's a work in progress because they got multiple shit coming out of there.
Yeah.
Maybe we can.
So it's,
you know. It's the freedom to be able to bring people that you don't know.
Yeah, man. Because that's what's gonna grow us.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna grow them. To find that spot, and they probably rent that shit out to them, whatever they got going on.
Yeah, you just never know what it can bring. It can bring more business. And so I told them we'll have about 6 people coming with us off rip. And then, time somebody wake up.
And the person, that's another thing we'll have to discuss. Like, whoever is the guest, like, you are allowed, like, 1 guest.
Yeah, that's what I said no more than 8-9 people at the most.
Yeah.
Because already the room is tight.
Yeah.
So.
And hot as a mother.
Yeah, I told her about that, too. So, he did say that room would be hot. But they got fans, but.
We can't
the
have
fans,
things.
Exactly. Going fans can't be running.
We'll talk about
these.
But I think
that's this time to talk about. Okay.
And I feel like a temporary fix to that until an actual AC unit is installed. They have the little ones that you can buy.
That don't make noise.
It's quiet.
Yeah, that's what we were looking at.
I have one at home.
For
that I had at my salon suite.
Oh shit! Well, tell her bring that thing on through there.
I will. It
cool the room up.
It be quiet.
Yeah, it's not loud like one of them.
It's one of.
Yeah.
I tell you, if you stand in the corner, you good. Like, the whole room gonna cool off.
Yeah. Because it ain't that big of a room. It's smaller than this, so.
You just don't want our kids, you know, that wear makeup, their face to be
melted. Or, you know, just period. Anybody sweat. You know, you want us to be comfortable.
When the first one then, because I already got a guest that's ready to come on. My godbrother. She make music.
We got a few.
Okay, let's go.
Tell them to send
an inquiry. We got a whole bunch of people.
Tell them to send an inquiry to RealAtlanta@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, sit it there. And we'll keep a lookout for you.
No entourage. Then you bring in one person and yourself.
Two at the most if you got a child. That's it.
No kids.
Better find a
fucking baby. I might be smoking on the camera.
Yeah,
you can't have kids in there. Make all that. I can hit my hookah now. I can hit my hookah on the camera now. Mommy. Can hit my hookah on the camera now.
Mommy.
Yeah.
It don't make a lot of noise.
Mommy. Oh, yours though? Taylor done reinvented the hookah.
Hookah to go. Follow on Instagram. Hookah to go, okay?
So wait a minute. And get at me for the candy tips when I get them.
The what?
The hookah candy tips.
Oh, okay. She gonna have candy tips too, y'all. So, get at her.
But that one don't make noise.
Do this on your own, okay?
It don't make noise like
the. I know, right? They done took her somewhere else.
Y'all said something.
We was just trying to tell y'all about how the room look. What are the problems that we have right now with the room?
Okay, so why are you still talking right now?
Wow.
Why you went on to the next subject?
I tried, but y'all started talking about hookah tips and sucking shit, so I ain't know what the hell was going on.
Whoa.
Wow.
Trust me, we ain't talking about sucking shit, because the conversation would have been a lot more juicy.
Exactly.
So when we getting this girl podcast going? Because I'm trying to hear about some sucking shit.
Oh, yeah, that's what we definitely ain't going to be talking about that. But yeah.
You say y'all not?
No, we're not going to be talking about that.
Why y'all married women? Y'all should be able to talk about that.
Exactly. Look pretty. Najee, it looks pretty blank to me. Looks like nothing on that finger.
Hey, man. It is what it is. Let's move on. Yeah. I'm ready to move on now. Y'all talking about Jerry.
Come on, I gotta see my baby.
That's a good question for Taylor.
What?
What happened on the Carmichael show when she had a ruby and stuff?
That's
okay. So we're watching the show, the Carmichael show. Something's going on with my mic too. You see that? It's not recording at all. But I'll just still ask. Watching the Carmichael show, and she was basically gonna get awarded or granted a $1.2 million after her grandmother died. Mm-hmm. And so now her boyfriend started acting all rich and buying stuff that he should have been buying, whatever. The whole time, I turned it off now. When her wedding ring, they got married. Her wedding ring is a ruby. Mm-hmm. It's not a real diamond. So the mom and dad started making jokes about her ring and stuff. And she was like, you know, this is very nice. Like, they was like, it's a ruby. It's not even a diamond or something like that. They were saying. My question is, would you be okay with it? Like, would you be accepting of a ring that's not a diamond?
Of course.
You would?
Yeah, because I'm not finna... I mean, I don't even know how a ruby looks. How does a ruby look?
It's like a red... It's a red... red ruby.
Oh,
it's red. It's not a diamond. It's like something like this.
Hmm. I mean, yeah, because eventually... I mean, with rings and stuff like that, you don't...
Upgrade.
Yeah, you get new rings, like, every milestone... Or sometimes people get a ring. I know somebody who get a ring every 5 years. So, I mean, when it comes to the ring, I ain't even finna be picky over it. Like, I just feel like it's deeper than being picky over a ring.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get you.
Well, if you put a ring on a necklace and hand it to y'all as a proposal, would y'all accept that?
No.
You need to do it the traditional way. You need to get on one knee, and you need to put it on my finger.
It gonna be,
you need to put it on my finger. Put it on my finger.
Put it on my finger.
TJ said if a man proposes with a ring on a necklace.
A diamond necklace and a ring. A diamond ring.
Yeah, I ain't no woman selling that shit, man. It's just
that's a promise.
It's just the way that they have this idea of.
Like a promise ring called.
They have an idea.
I can't deal
the things with that they want in a relationship and the marriage that they have. They have it all planned out. So you just gotta, you know, feed into it, feed into that dream.
Feed into
shit. It's true, man.
Yeah, Yeah, I know girls who already have like their engagement ring picked out, and they like my friends have sent it to me. Like, if you know, if my significant other comes to you, this is the ring that I want.
Mm-hmm. Shit, some of them be having booklets, the whole book shit when they were kids, then playing out the wedding dress
forms of shit.
Yeah, the whole book mapped out.
Get the booklet, girl, out the closet. It's under the shoebox. What the fuck?
Yeah, the wedding is a female party.
It's our like the biggest event that we wait for all our life for women.
Yeah,
is getting married.
Some women be waiting.
You said some women would be what?
Taylor, I don't know why you dove in on
all
that
right,
shit.
All right, next subject. Go ahead. Next subject.
Why you dove in on that shit?
What else you want to talk about?
There was one more thing.
It's like he said he ain't gonna say please. He ain't gonna never say please to his girl.
Who said
it?
I never said that.
He never gonna
you
say
did
please.
Say that at
when I said this shit
at Paige House. We was all over there. It was me,
what
Paige,
was
Diana. It was because you had said you ain't gonna say please.
What you mean by please?
He just said he wasn't gonna never say please to a girl. Like. Never say
didn't
please.
Didn't I say please to you when I said bring me a goddamn purple pirate?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get him to understand. But he said he ain't gonna never say please.
I ain't never had to watch my words so much, bro, in my life.
What you want to say?
I'm just saying in a relationship. You just got to watch your tone and the way you speak and the way you move. You just got to pay attention. You got to pay so much attention. Like, attention, boy. That shit crazy. I never knew it was that. Serious, you know, I never cared. I never, you know what I mean? I never met a person that made me care that much to pay attention to those things.
So that's the difference. That's the difference in
go through shit with.
I feel like that's the difference in when men take stuff seriously, because y'all start to figure out things that y'all never thought that y'all would be doing before, mm-hmm. as far as in even just watching what you say to somebody, because you never. Thought you was telling me to, but you never would have thought you would have been in that predicament.
Yeah,
but you ain't in now.
Yeah, that shit true, man. So CJ saying he wouldn't say please. Nigga, he get that right girl over there and she sit on his face. He gonna be please, baby, keep it right there, please, baby.
Naja, right get your boyfriend.
My flavor saver. Ooh, my beard.
Come on, next subject. Cause you nasty.
Y'all took it down, shit.
No.
No.
You went left.
Yeah, cause I didn't even think you was about to say that.
Either. I thought you were about to say something like she get the right.
I never said I would say goddamn.
Please don't stop right there.
Please, baby.
Crazy.
Ride my face, baby. Please.
My goodness.
Let me see your phone. What you want to talk about? You...
CJ. No comment.
No comment, brother.
Man. All right.
No, you wanted to talk about the
female
gymnastics
team.
For the Olympics?
Yeah, for the Olympics.
Yeah, I seen that.
I don't know if it's how true it is.
USA?
Yeah, USA team. They say it's a team full of black girls. That's
I've
what
seen
I'm hearing.
The one that won the gold medal.
Yeah, Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Her little short ass.
Yeah, we were just talking about her last week. CJ wasn't here, but we were just talking about her last week.
She just won.
What you thought I said? You thought I said she just won?
No, I thought she was taking a shot at CJ.
I said CJ wasn't here.
CJ
wasn't
here, but we talked about this shit last week. But CJ wasn't here, so we talked about it last week.
It really was Sunday. It be feeling like last week, but it really was just Sunday.
It really was Sunday.
These are all the names, but I'm going to have to look them up, I guess.
Oh,
nobody's going to
house on you, that's why.
You know when you go to the Chinese.
That's Hmong. That's not how you spell Mongolian.
But that's a short. It's short for Mongolian.
Are you sure?
Mongolian. Think about it. When you go to a Chinese place,
is that an H?
And it be having, Mongolian chicken.
Nah.
All right, Tyler. We ain't finna do that.
All right.
What happened? What'd you say?
What'd you say?
Yeah, when you go to a Chinese spot, you ask for Mongolian chicken.
I'm saying H salad. It could be Hmong. I don't know. But Hmong people are an ethnic group living mainly in southern China, Vietnam, Laos. Oh, I speak from Laos. Thailand, and
you speak some Laos?
Myanmar. No, my little cousin.
Oh, I thought it was Mongolian. I thought it was, I didn't know it had an H on it. I thought it was just M-O-N.
I think this person might be black. Jordan Chow.
All right, knife.
She's also on the team.
She definitely,
Oh, so maybe they're not all black, but they are of
different races.
Yeah.
All of color.
Basically, ain't no white people on there.
Okay. Which is fire.
She must be mixed with,
But the Mongolian girl, I mean, what is she? Asian girl, maybe partly black too.
I was looking for it. It don't say that.
Oh, it don't?
It just says straight Hmong.
How old is she? 15?
18.
Okay.
She probably, nah, she got, nah, that's her parents, yeah. John Lee, who that?
Lee and Toj are her parents.
No, John Lee. See, John Lee might be black.
His parents might be black.
Hell no, nah.
Come on, John Lee. Do it for us, John Lee. John Lee. Give us a black in now. He black?
Hell no.
No, and I'm not sure of him.
Goddamn John Lee.
Go to the interview.
That's my daddy's name. John Lee. Where's Walter Lee? But they call him John. So.
My granddaddy name Walter.
Where the fuck did Little come from?
Damn, that name Little. Walter Lee Little.
I just put his whole name on the podcast. Goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You got no warts.
Oh, her name Emma. She definitely
got it,
man. She don't look American.
They wrong for naming her that, though.
What, Emma?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Emma?
That's an old ass name.
You know, Karen is the most frequently non-used name.
Oh, yeah, because
that shit crazy.
Don't nobody want to be no Karen. Yeah,
yeah. Bro.
Especially if you white.
I'm not finna send especially my kids black. To school.
And they got a teacher name like Karen.
I'm telling you.
It's over.
But the sad part about it is the people don't even be named Karen.
Yeah, that's fucked up part.
They just nicknaming these people.
A name like Celia or some shit.
That shit fucked up.
Sit your ass down, Karen.
There's a couple of white girls, but it's not a lot.
But those not all, it's not that many girls go. It'd be like a group of five or six that go.
Oh, okay.
So, the whole
first world gonna go.
Yeah, basically, so.
They competing.
It'd be like five or six that's actually on the team that actually go.
But the one in the middle, she already got her spot.
I'm ready for the Olympics, man. I'm ready for the Olympics. We missed it last year. I'm ready to see some track and field.
Olympics supposed to be last year?
Hell
yeah,
2020,
man.
And
what? 4 years. Yeah,
crazy.
They
canceled
that
shit.
They
canceled it. So they
faking
up this year.
What's
wrong with you?
He was trying to jack off to the girls in track and field, so he made missed it last year.
What?
It's
gone on.
DJ. He mad he missed it. Fuck, I missed it. Oh. That was I can't change that shit. Fuck that laugh.
Hit my fucking face.
I know.
It
sounds
like you need to cough or something when you be laughing.
I don't know what that shit is.
He gasping for air.
Nah, he gasping for air.
Where my pump at? But yeah, so they saying all on black, man. You know.
Congrats to them, making the team. Because I already know. Then for staying down this long during the pandemic. Because it was supposed to be last year. So they probably was doing all that training
ready
and
for
then
it.
Had to not even do it.
2019, they was going ham. Mm-hmm. January 1st, then everything shut down.
Nah, it wasn't January 1st. It was
March.
So but I'm just saying,
you got
shit.
4 months. You training. Oh, I've been training for the past 4 years.
Like you think you
got 4 months left.
Just like you think you about to go out of town, then turn around, then don't go out of town.
Yep. Just imagine you about to have some sex and the girl say, you know, I get to you in 4 days.
Why you gotta say the girl?
Because it's always up to y'all.
From my fuck it ain't.
Y'all sex is up to y'all.
Not my nigga.
Whoa.
Wait, go back.
What it really be up now? To both of us.
No, it's up to you. You control sex.
Well, I can't. Okay. All right, I'll get
y'all. Wait, without you saying yes, there's no sex.
True.
Unless you saying it's okay for him to sexually assault you.
I ain't gonna say it on camera.
What?
I say it when the camera go off.
Say it.
It's gonna sound real bad.
Say it. Like I'll bleep it out.
She like that freaky ass.
My nigga can rape me any day.
Whoa! I want his man to know that one.
See, that's why I said I didn't want to say it.
You said you were okay with rape.
Exactly. Damn. That's what they gonna bring it back up.
I wasn't expecting that one, boy.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was. The fuck?
Damn. They
freak ass.
I'll tell you. So you would role play? Like have him like coming out
of
and
says
boop and then try to come get you and
what?
Well, I ain't
tie
gonna
you
like,
up and rape you.
I feel like that's stuff that you
rape
do.
Role play.
Yeah, rape role play. You okay with that? That's the name of the podcast.
I feel like I wouldn't do the rape thing. I feel like I wouldn't do role that, but I would. We would definitely role play, but that'll be later on down the line.
But not a rape role play.
No.
Why not?
Would you do it?
No.
No.
You ain't got no choice because this nigga gonna probably fucking do it anyway.
Rah! Come here.
What is that?
Her panties probably gonna dry all the way up.
I don't know how to be a rapist. I don't know what they
do. I don't know how they hang me.
That's
oh
so
God,
fucked up.
It's so bad.
Let's bleep all this out. That when we said
but no, because some people like that. There are women who will pay somebody to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
That's a fantasy of theirs. They want to be held with against their will. And
take man, I seen some crazy shit on Law & Order SVU. So this girl liked, she was infatuated with another girl, right?
Is that the one we watched together?
Yeah. Okay. So a girl was infatuated. So just say.
She was hating.
Yeah, it was about 3 years ago. We behind, CJ. We're going to catch up.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get that one day.
My bad.
But yeah, so basically she. Just say you got you where you are right now. You have a fan. She gets your number some kind of way, and she gets this famous guy's number, and she basically used her phone to text both of them, right? Mm-hmm. Set them up on a date and everything. Mm-hmm. And so he thinking he texting this girl. She thinks she texting this guy, but they really texting this one person. Mm-hmm. So in a text message. She's sending him, hey, I want, you know, when we go on our first date, you know, I want you to rape me. I want you to, like, not rape me, but just, you know, pretend like it's a rape. Choke me, you know, even no matter how many times I say no, no matter how many times I, you know, that's all in my role play. And so she texting the girl, like, okay, we're going to meet up at this time and this, that, and the third. So now when they go out on a date. They ain't going on a date. He picked up and he was like, shit, let's go back to the crib. Cause you know, they've been talking about sex the whole time. He just trying to fuck. And she was like, you're not going to take me on a date? And she thinking everything, because he done charmed, the girl charmed her and made her feel like, you know, he's this knight in shining armor. And she like, okay, we can go back to the house. So they go back to the crib. And then they drink a little bit. And then, you know, he started choking her. And she like, what the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing? Stop. And he like, you know, you want this shit, you know. And he, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing right now?
Why are you saying it like that, bro?
That's what he said.
I'm just saying. You didn't have to say it.
That's
like
what
it.
He thought. That
he thought it like that, but you didn't have to say
that
it. Like
that shit fucked up.
You know you want this shit,
like, bro. You want this shit, and he raped her.
You already know she was.
And now she went to the police and saying she raped, and he was like, nah, you said you wanted that shit. That shit fucked up, man. Who do you be mad at? Who do you be mad at? You can't be mad at him because he got tricked.
But oh, yeah,
he raped
his
her.
Fault.
So he had to go on the registry.
That's the fucked up thing. It's like, bro.
But you
it
know.
It wasn't me.
If this girl started.
He made the choice.
It was him. He raped her.
He made the choice to do it. But it's like.
No, I'm saying he made
the
choice to go on the registry because to help her. Yeah.
He did make the choice to go. Because he was like, because for them to. It had to be a rape to charge the girl.
The middle person.
To be an accessory to rape.
So
he had to go on the registry. He didn't get no jail time. He just had to go on the registry.
You can't do shit. No, you can't go near a park. You can't go near a school. You can't
even rape me. I am a celebrity, nigga.
So what would y'all do? You wouldn't go on the registry?
He ended his career.
He basically ended his career for
like, that's what I'm saying.
And she was a virgin.
Oh, yeah, she was a virgin, too. That's the
so
crazy
you talking
part.
All that shit. He ain't even fucking experienced.
She didn't
she
say
didn't
that.
Say any of that. It was
the girl told him that.
Oh, so why did... So...
Wait, hold on.
This shit crazy.
So let's say... Okay, let's
no,
say...
No, I understand the story now, but I'm saying, so why did she use the friend to do it? Why did the girl?
Because she was infatuated with the girl.
The girl was like a mic. She wasn't a celebrity, but she had a lot of
followers. She was a YouTube star. Oh. Like,
so they both had better lives than her.
Yeah, and she was pissed off that both of them get to live their lives and be successful and happy. So she basically sent and both of their asses.
She tried to throw herself in there in one of the messages on both ends.
Let's she say like, my friend.
I asked you, can I bring a friend? And I asked Mike, can I bring a friend?
And they both said
they
no.
They both said no.
So she was like, I'm finna fuck both y'all ass up. If I can't get included.
That's some real,
creepy ass shit. She wanted to be included. She wanted to be innocent. So she was like, she the middle person. And she like, as she texting the girl as the guy, like, I want to bring a friend. I got this girl. She's a friend. And then she texting the guy saying, as the girl saying, hey, I got this friend. She want to do a threesome. They both like, I'm not really into that. So now she pissed off. Y'all rich as fuck. And then y'all want to be bougie.
That's really,
fuck
really
you.
Evil.
Yeah, that's some evil ass shit.
So to charge the girl rape, right, this nigga had to go fuck up his career.
It has to be a rape.
She didn't rape the girl. The other girl, all she did was text.
Yeah, all she did was text.
She didn't. They couldn't.
So they can't charge her with nothing.
But I mean,
unless there's a rape.
But she,
if he don't want to go through with it,
evidence.
But he should.
How's that rape though? If you don't go to jail or you don't go on a registry,
evidence.
It's just fucked up. Well,
what's the evidence?
Nigga, she texted this dude about.
There's no trial. Where's the trial? You can't. It's fucked up. So he has to go.
Because the girl didn't really do it. She didn't do nothing.
Yeah, she
all
didn't
she
nothing.
Did was
yeah.
just text. She didn't really do nothing physically. But see, it's still his fault in just period because...
It's who fault?
It's still his fault because when it comes to stuff like that, he should have got consent from her. Like, this is what you
that
said.
That was the consent.
Like,
you sure you want me to...
Yeah, he asked him to text. He said, "You sure you with this shit? Like, this shit weird." And she was like, "Yes."
So the girl
ready.
Said, "So the girl who got raped, she the one texted stuff too."
No, she ain't text none of that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The middle girl texting both of them.
So
he texting the girl in the middle, and she like, "Yeah, rape."
Like I say, you never had my number before. Okay. And Mike never had my number. Neither one of y'all had my number before. So you think that my number is the girl, and you think that my number is the guy, Mike's, and he think that my number
is yours. So they both texting. They both texting the same number.
Oh yeah, that's just fucked up. She catching a smooth hollow.
She fucked up.
Hollow point.
That's some fucked up ass shit.
But like, what I'm saying still is he should have before doing it. He should have confirmed with her.
Like one last time. Like, hey,
are you sure you want me to do this? Like,
yeah.
Even though she didn't know about it, I mean, he still could have. And that's when you have to do when it come to just period. You gotta. Double consent shit. Bro, triple consent.
Double, you got triple consent.
Quadruple.
With just making sure you want me to do this.
I just make sure you get it verbally, too.
Yeah. I always get it
in
verbally.
In person.
Yeah,
even
for real,
she
could have
faked it on the phone.
Voice. Or she could have been feeling that way before and not feeling that way now. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that.
Because when you horny, ain't no telling what you would do.
See, he thought that the girl was just trying to set him up and get him for his money because he's a celebrity. He thought she was just trying to, you know.
Yeah. Cause he was like more of the celebrity than she
was. They was black or white?
Both white.
It's a show. It's a TV show.
Yeah, it was a TV show.
But and you also have to think about the law wasn't really consistent with the new technology. So how could they charge somebody for a text message? You know, but I'm sure they probably got.
Like now,
well, regardless, he gonna get charged because he did the actual crime. He should have got charged just because, even though it didn't have nothing. He didn't really do it in, like, you know.
Both of them was innocent in the case.
Yeah, that was innocent in a way, but still. He still, like, because at the end of the day.
Fucked up as mine.
I don't know.
That shit crazy.
So the girl who was texting all this shit, she wanted to, like, that was her fantasy.
She wanted to be, no, she wanted to be in it with them. She wanted just a threesome.
She wanted to be that girl.
But they didn't want it.
Oh,
so
she wanted to threesome with them, so she was like, fuck y'all.
Cause y'all said no. Both of them said no. It ain't like the guy said, yeah, I'm with it, and the girl
said
no.
She was
jealous
and she wanted the dude, but the dude didn't want her, so
she
was like,
hey. She didn't look like nothing, and this girl's pretty. This girl got sponsorships and stuff,
She
basically said that, like, why did she get to live this happy life?
She was pissed.
And, like, the girl had to take care of her sick grandma or some shit. Yeah, so she was just.
She was pissed.
Jealous. Yeah, she was just.
So did she end up going to jail?
Yeah. They put ass in jail because
he went on the fucking registry.
Yeah. She finally admitted to how much jealousy she had in her heart. Mm-hmm. It was like,
that's crazy. You gotta watch out for people.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
Matter of fact, today at work, right? This girl, she had like a lot of money in her book bag. And so she had her book bag over there, like where we go eat sometimes.
She worked there?
She worked there. She was another server. I had just asked her for change. She gave me some cash or whatever. So I seen every, you know, her big pile of money, and she put it back in her book bag. So before I went over there to eat my food, I told her, like, hey, you cool with me going over there to eat by your book bag? Because I've seen too many, like,
people who
fake it just because they know they had money over there, and I'm over there. They might say, oh, she stole my money. Mm-hmm. Make a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to let you know right now. I'm
yeah, you got to do that type of stuff.
Somebody else do it. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. Yep. So yep. I don't got time for none of that stuff. People be just
she got time. And we ain't got time. Mm-mm.
Y'all eat free at Harold. I mean, I pay for they chicken good. The one on Edgewood better, though.
Well, I'm on Old Nat, so.
Oh, nasty! Oh,
man. Oh, somebody just got shot on Old Nat.
Niggas are always
dying. A guy and a police officer, they both shot each other.
They killed each other?
I don't think so. I think they both survived.
Shit.
Yeah, he killed himself. Life. That nigga going to jail. His life over with.
Oh yeah, he was a murder suspect anyway, so he was going out blazing. Shit, might as well. If I'm going down for murder, I might as well take somebody else. Shit. Alright, done took one person.
I'm on the ground.
I'm sitting. Y'all better just kill me. I ain't going to jail for life.
Boy, what? Nigga, I'm already fuck that. I'm already going to jail for life.
9:30.
That nigga got quadruple life. Go dive
9:37.
9:36.
How you hear about
go
that?
Go dive
shit?
On his ass. Don't tell me.
I am.
Do a swanton bomb, Jeff Hardy.
How you hear about that? Gonna be
mad as fuck at me.
ATL scoop. You already know ATL scoop.
Scooping.
Coming through with the news.
ATL news.
ATL checkup.
ATL scoop. You had.
I wanted to talk about crypto, but we'll talk about that. Oh yeah, man!
Who shot the little boy?
Yeah, what happened? Do you know what happened?
I don't know exactly what happened, but I know he was getting his bike.
They was on the sidewalk, basically, in front of the dude's house.
Oh, wait, CJ, before you go into that, it's that top one right there.
I know, but
let
me click it
until
I log in.
Wow.
Well, but yeah, it was like I want to say like 5 or 6 kids. They was playing on the sidewalk.
Uh huh.
And like the dude was in his house, like one of these windows, with the bomb. And he just popped the shot, shot out his front fucking window, and the kid got hit in the arm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they locked the dude up, but gave him a $10,000 bond.
So he had to pay 10% of that.
Basically, so the kid, like you can see the kids running down the sidewalk, and you hear the shot. And they run it back, and the kid like, I got hit, like I'm shot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like fucked up that the kid.
Wait, the bike was in his yard?
Nothing was in his fucking yard.
They was riding back. He was going to go get his bike. They was riding back to his house, like riding back to the kid's they was house.
Going through his yard.
I don't know. They weren't. It didn't look like they was going on the sidewalk in front of his house.
The chain fence in front of his house.
Like he on some crazy shit.
The nigga was on.
And they let him out?
Yes.
See, man. Now when he go into a store and he killed 9 more people, then what y'all gonna say? You know what I mean? People like that.
He should never been out on bun.
Exactly, bro.
Like, bro, you
he should never had a bun. Like
you shot a kid at the end.
Yeah, like.
Bro, you shot a kid. Yeah, something's wrong with you. Something is seriously wrong with
a kid, bro. A kid's having fun riding his bike, enjoying his life. And you shoot at a
you
bunch of kids.
Child.
Like, for real.
You could have killed his child. And then y'all let him out.
And, like, they get mad at folks when they take the law in their fucking hands. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, now if I go busting his fucking door and choke him the fuck out.
That's my child.
So what exactly? So what if that would have happened? What they would have did then? Would they arrest the parents?
Sir, you know they are. Sir, you should never. No, nigga, that should never.
They gonna get your ass for breaking and entering.
Everything that don't fucking matter.
You feel me? They gonna get you for all that shit.
They finna slap a whole bunch of that damn balls on your ass. Yeah,
it's
that
crazy.
That shit is really, really crazy. That shit crazy.
That nigga's crazy, bro. You gotta.
And I'm not even.
Your yard is fenced in, bro. They on the sidewalk.
I mean,
you shoot out your fucking front window.
That shit crazy.
And like, they already know who you are because you already got a problem with everybody in the fucking neighborhood. So you stay in your house like a fucking coward and shoot out your window.
I mean, he did that. I understand that. But as the government, as the law, y'all should understand. How do you, what state was that in? Where was it?
For one, it's a human being. Number two, it's a child.
What's the name?
Shit,
I'm saying
the wrong thing now.
Oh, what is it? What kind
I
of
think
thing?
It was on
the Shade Room. Okay. They posted a full video. Did y'all see the cicadas too?
On
Joe Biden.
I got one. Shit, the cicadas real, but
I seen it fly from the fucking camera. This shit's huge,
and they blind, so they don't even know they landing on you. That's the crazy part.
Is that one right there, Nadia?
Right here?
Yeah. And it's sad just to hear him. No, yeah. Him bitch. Well, you can't really see it, but you just see him running back.
Slide to the next slide, baby. Oh, that's it. Never mind.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to really, like, look, pay attention.
That's him right there?
Yeah, it's one of them little boys.
So you already shot?
Yeah.
Is that him right there?
Yeah, that's the kid.
He tried to use a sledgehammer, but that wasn't going to work.
So that means it was close range. He didn't do it from his doorstep. He did it.
He shot through the window.
He said he tried to hit me with a sledgehammer.
So that means he was close. Look, hold on, wait. Watch. He don't got on no shirt.
But it's a bunch of little kids.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole bunch of kids.
Look at the man.
Oh, that's him right there?
Yeah, because he's Asian.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's him?
So he outside with that.
Oh.
Oh, this nigga. And y'all let this man out.
Yep.
Bro. I didn't know that was him. I thought it was like a parent.
I thought
walking.
It was too, but.
So maybe this ain't the one that got shot. That's just another.
No, he did get shot. He said it.
No, he said that he tried to hit me with a sledgehammer. His young boy is now recovering after allegedly being shot by his neighbor. The boy's father.
Listen to what he said. But listen to what, I don't know, but listen to what he said. See? It was him. It might have just grazed his skin, though, because it don't look like it did.
It went in and up.
Oh, okay.
So I think he shot him in the arm, but it went out.
It wasn't no.
Well, that was a blessing then, cause he could have been shot in the damn heart. Shit. Yeah, the heart is on the right side. Done. Ain't the heart over here?
It's on the left.
Different folks got it.
What?
Okay.
No, they don't. Everybody's heart is on the left,
that's
right
what
here.
What you think when you cut somebody up? That bitch be on the left side.
You right? I don't know the fuck that shit.
They threatened
what they
him with a sledgehammer, and then the Asian guy walked back inside of his home and shot him through the window.
Okay, so he went back inside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Kobe was struck in his arm, but he's expected to make full recovery.
Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe C.
Oh, with a C. Mm-hmm. And E.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Kobe's Kobe.
K-O-B-E. I just thought about it.
K-O-B-E. Wow. His is C-O-B-Y.
He was released 3 days after this shit.
Yep. For $1,000. He only had to pay 10% of $10,000. That's $1,000 he had to pay to get
that's
out of jail.
That's not right.
He paid that shit before he even got to jail.
Exactly. I can come up with $1,000. Well, shit, I got $1,000.
Culture 3 drops this weekend. Friday, it drops. I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah,
Migos, make sure y'all do what y'all supposed to do with this album.
Please.
Culture 2 was not that impressive. It was good. It was cool. But it wasn't like the first one. So this third one, I need y'all to double down and double back, all right? Shoot the block up if you have to. Spin the block, motherfucker.
Did you press it?
Yeah.
Who else? Jada go be premiering in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing as well.
Who?
Jada.
Jada
Chavez.
I call her more Jada.
Jada Lil Baby. What Lil Baby last name? They ain't married yet.
Yeah.
That nigga, they both coming back to each other. They going through some shit right now.
For real? Again?
Oh, they back together?
Was good. Oh, yeah, they been back together since January, man. What you talking about? Some of the year started. Back. They did. They son had a birthday right back together. Had to come together.
I'm trying to figure out.
Shit was old. Damn, girl, come here. Let me see what you look like.
I'm trying to figure out what he waiting on. Shit.
Hold up, baby.
They still young, though. She only like 22.
And he like 23. So, they still young.
She young.
Who that, G-Herbo?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. I'm so sick and tired of his ass. Now, we told your ass, bring Shad Moss. I mean, not bring Shad Moss, but bring Lil Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow.
And you still out here acting like Shad Moss. Just because Soulja Boy came with your ass with some shit about your jury, fuck that shit, man. Don't bring no Shad Moss up there. You remember what I said, Soulja? You remember what I said? Don't nobody worry about that shit,
so
man.
So clean.
Outcast?
Who Shicey
got? Yeah, he got locked up for a shooting in
Miami. They said they gave him his bond, but they holding him because he got priors.
Yeah.
So he seen that judge today, but he seen his regular judge tomorrow.
But that's why you gotta be careful when you out here in these streets and stuff, cause your past man, can catch up with you.
The whole 1017 squad need to sit the fuck down.
Sit down.
Yep.
He from here?
Nah, he from Memphis.
He from Memphis. But you got Fujiano locked up.
What's 1017?
The new
Rick squad. Taylor, I'm not even from here. I know what
that is. Grew up.
Oh, okay. No, I'm trying to just make sure, though. I'm just trying to make sure.
1017.
Because you said, okay, see, that's what I'm saying.
The old 1017. Because
I'm thinking you're talking about
Frenchie.
Then he tried to start the new 1017 with Asian Dog, but that shit
didn't work. Asian Dog, this is
boy I went to school with. Young Maul, he signed up under Gucci Man. I don't know about still Young Maul.
I don't know. Gucci got a whole bunch of new folks from the east side.
He hang with that man. What's the man who began beat up?
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, that's what they famous for.
I don't know.
Like, you could have named a whole bunch of shit they famous right for.
Oh,
but she said
Silent Toe.
Yeah, what happened to that?
He killed somebody.
He having a
right on damn in on flat shows in damn Decatur.
But they say he's mental.
Yeah, his mental fucked up. His mental fucked up.
That nigga made one song.
They got 3LW.
Now why me? Well, now why me? Nigga,
that's Nivea.
I've been saying.
Nah, the first girl was there. She go.
Oh yeah,
Broken
promises. Yeah, she be trying to change the shit now. Promises, nah.
We wanted the way Thomas it was.
She was in Black.
What they doing?
A new musical reality show. Okay. The Encore.
Shit, Mari.
Man, I'm really into the Walker and Tammy show.
You like that?
I enjoy that fucking show.
That shit hard.
I enjoy it. That shit is nice. I like that shit, man.
Hard. I like Tammy, though.
Yeah, Tammy is real. And Walker is real. It's like a perfect. It's like
that's
a
why
perfect
they
brand,
really
man.
The two most hated people that used to be Tammy because she used to be clapping back at everybody. Mm-hmm. She didn't care about nothing she could say.
She be in the comments, nigga.
But she done quieted down a little bit.
Ooh, Eve and Trina set to do a versus.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah.
Who you think winning?
Shit, boy.
I would say look-wise, they can do it.
That's tough, bro.
Both of them got hits, man.
That's a tough one. Now, I was about to say Trina for sure, but then I'm thinking about Eve has some hits. Eve has some hits now.
You got to shake your ass. Shake it, tambourine.
Ooh. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Now, you know that I'm the queen of Miami. All that loud talking lies.
I feel like Eve was definitely before Trina, ended before Trina, for sure. Trina
came out in like the late 90s, though. Yeah.
And then she came back, though. I'm saying she had a longer run.
But Eve had TV shows and movies, you know, so.
Barbershop.
Me too.
It was the barbershop one for me. I like having barbershop.
Maybe.
Who drank my apple juice?
Maybe it evaporated.
That's a tough one, man.
That nigga said you just got.
Because Eve got one of those songs that one song that just I'ma always cherish. It's Love is Blind.
Oh, yes.
That song, Marriage, Love is Blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love, it's true or not, you need to elevate and find. Love is blind.
I think it's the way y'all singing it.
I don't even know you when I hate you. See, all I know is my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if he held you down and raped you?
That's all. That's all y'all meant for it.
That shit deep as fuck.
Where she from? Is she from?
She's Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She
might be right.
Oh, Philly.
Oh, Philly.
No,
she up there.
She give me those vibes.
She up there.
She only 42?
Only.
Yeah, they shit. I thought Eva got at least 50.
She married to a white man.
For real?
What?
Mm-hmm. They been married for a long time now, probably like 5-6 years.
Maximilian.
That's his name?
Yeah. That sounds like something she said in her song before. Maximilian. Whoa, okay.
Nigga look like they've been together
for a minute now.
I'm
here to save them. Look at
it. I feel bad for people like her, though, because they settle down at a late age. They ain't get to have kids. Wow. They ain't get to have nothing to do, none of that stuff.
Having a stepdad made me a better stepmom. He's a stepmom.
Mm. And she don't got no kids, do she?
Love is blind.
He was previously married to somebody. God damn it.
That's why Kelly be.
Exactly. That's why Kelly be cursing.
She
cause y'all
is not having kids.
She don't.
Sibling this week.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about this moment. This is the last thing I'm going to say before we wrap this up. Let me tell you about Najee. So, Kelly cursed the other day, right?
Yesterday.
Said some shit. I forgot what she said.
She didn't curse.
She said, fuck.
Don't be no fussing,
fussing around.
Something like that.
But
stop.
But we thought she
fussing
said,
around.
Yeah, she said, stop fussing around. But we thought she said, stop fucking around.
She said it to you, right? She
yeah.
She was telling you to
stop
fussing around.
Stop fussing around. Whatever she said. She said something. I thought she cursed. Nadia thought she cursed. And you know the first thing Nadia told her? I'm going to beat your ass for cursing.
That's black shit.
I'll beat your ass for cursing.
Don't tell me not to cussing in. You cussing at me. How that work?
My dad
is shit. Look, see, you sound just like a mama, because that's what mom used to say. I can cuss, you can't.
My dad and me.
To this day, mom be like, don't be cussing in front of me. I be like,
y'all get all this cussing from? You just said hell. What the fuck?
Mom be like, don't cuss in front of me. I'm be like, girl, shut the hell up.
I be trying to ask.
Yeah.
You said it before?
Yeah, I be cussing. I be making her mad. She don't like for me to cuss in front of her.
What?
See, I'll curse in front of my mom, but not at her.
I was just playing with her.
Yeah.
I ain't cussing at my mama. I ain't doing that.
My mom,
man.
When we say sorry for cursing. Sorry. Oh, my bad, mom. Oh, my bad. She like, when y'all gonna stop saying that? Y'all grown.
Mm-hmm.
I be cussing in front of my grandma. I be telling her story like, yeah, that bitch tried me.
Can't help it when you tell them the story. That shit
just come out.
Because you just venting about the story. That shit gonna come out.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have been talking. Oh, damn. Damn.
All right, y'all. Let's write this thing. We at 10 o'clock. Why am I ain't going on?
It's not for you, Taylor.
See, there, perfect example. It's 10 o'clock.
Thank you,
Nigel. 9:53. It's 10 o'clock, huh? Okay. My name is Dijon ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Follow me at Dijon ATL. And on TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok. Dijon ATL.
Why you guys say it like that?
TikTok, because I want them to know I'm from Atlanta. TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
Talk hood. Talk hood. Like, say something hood.
I killed 5 niggas yesterday.
What? All right, it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, last but not least, do not forget to follow the Real Atlanta Podcast. The Real Atlanta Podcast on every platform. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that bell on YouTube. Yeah. And we out.
We out.